Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
All right, let's jump back into the driving while high topic. Dave found a story. It's a Fox News story. It's a study from Wright State University. It's not made up. It's one of a number of studies. This one, Dave, is more concerning than others, but it's out there. And in this state now, you have more and more places where you legally can purchase pot. As I've said dozens of times when we've discussed this, I still believe the percentage of individuals who were not smoking pot or potentially, like Dave, have never smoked pot, and now because it's legal, I think the percentage who've switched over now are consuming is incredibly small. I think you think it's a little bit higher, but it's not dramatic. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm sure some people dabbled, but it's not like everybody who's never smoked just ran to the dispensary.
Now, to me, this almost seems implausible, but I'm not going to avoid the topic just because it pushes back, because I believe we should have marijuana as an option for adults. You don't have to tell me, but I don't want it exposed to 12-year-olds. Neither do I. Whatever the age, 18 or 21, I've ventured on that lane a number of times, too. I just think we need to decide, are you an adult at 18 or are you an adult at 21? And we should have uniformity on it. But according to this information, more than 40% of victims in fatal vehicle accidents over the past 6 years have had elevated levels of THC in their blood, according to this study. The Wright study, published by the Journal of American College of Surgeons, reviewed data just from Ohio. Okay? But it's not like Ohio's, you know, not
pot
legit.
Central.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think of, whoa, when you think of pot. The only state I think of is, you know, Columbus.
Yes.
You know, that's where they.
Cincinnati,
yeah,
running rampant.
Exactly.
Well, they'd have to be high to enjoy Skyline Chili.
Yeah. Oh, God. Ugh. You're so right. Skyline Chili. And I love chili.
That's
get
not
out
chili.
Of here.
That's not chili. That's
not
different.
Chili. That's for you, Shelman, if you're listening. This is 246 deceased Ohio drivers. Researchers found nearly 42% tested positive for THC with an average blood level of 30.7. Milliliters, according to press release. Those levels remain high over a six-year period, despite the state recently legalizing recreational cannabis. Okay, so that's kind of backing on my earlier point that if individuals were going to drive high, and you're wrong to do that at any point, you're 100% wrong. But the idea that if you were going to smoke high, you were doing it before. This isn't all of a sudden enabling people to think, oh, it's legal, so now I can drive high. The levels in the study were higher than the limit for THC in Ohio and Nevada. They talk about the limits, et cetera. This was presented in Chicago. I was surprised to see that level, said the professor of surgery at Wright State University. Okay. one of the codes. An average level, because I was just going to say, what does 30.7 mean, right? Generally means those people must have consumed marijuana at some point close to driving. This isn't about residual use. It's about recent consumption. That's another conversation a lot of people have had, including the two of us. If you're someone who smokes with some regularity, you will still have THC in your system. But if you smoked, hypothetically, 4 days ago, and the high ended 4 days ago, and you get pulled over for an accident, you should not be punished specifically because the THC in your system. That's the crazy thing, that we have not found a system to test people, because who wouldn't want that available right now or for decades and decades and decades if somebody meets whatever criteria might be, Dave, where we're going to test you for drinking potentially. Then we also have the same component in this machine which can test you for marijuana.
Mm-hmm. No, it's, I mean, just like we do with alcohol. You can drive with alcohol in your system,
yeah,
obviously, but there's a certain level where it becomes a no-no.
100% right. A medical director of addiction services at Akron Children's Hospital emphasized this. THC slows reaction time, clouds judgment, dulls coordination, so on and so forth. If it's currently in your system, for many, that is correct. For the overwhelming majority, that is correct. I at a point in my life when I used to be around a lot of people smoke pot, and by the way, there was a point in my life when I smoked plenty. Yeah, most people weren't as sharp with their dexterity, let's say. There were others who were better. Now, I'm not in any way hinting, well, those people should continue to drive high. No, I'm not. It's foolish. It's dangerous. It's selfish. It's cowardice. People are still driving when they're drinking now. People right now, there's a certain percentage of people, listeners right now, who are driving, and they smoke pot. Do I think we are going to have more accidents because it's now legal? I'm still dubious because I just don't think the numbers are going to jump up. There are other studies that show the numbers haven't increased as dramatically in other states. But I want to try to point out, this isn't a show where I'm only going to point out stats to say, hey, I told you I was right. I told you I was right. We try to be what is allowed when I say to people, let's consume information where it might not suit what you think is accurate or might not suit what you hope for. So when I saw this from you, I thought, okay, higher than I've seen in other studies, but it's at such a, pun intended, high level, we should talk about this. Because it is troubling at this 30.7 milliliter, and if somebody has some other study to show me that this was concocted somehow, I'd look at it. I don't believe that's true. I just think this is one example where if you're in the group, Dave, where you're concerned about what might happen or what's even happening now, and let's just go now being before it was legal, that concerns you. We see so much erratic behavior on the road. We do. We had a conversation, the person just melted down on me the other day when I was parallel parking. We talked about the speeding the other day. We talk about the people who are just, you know, driving so close behind your car, weaving in and out of lanes. And yes, even though this country has made tremendous progress with individuals driving while drunk, it's amazing how much progress we've made. It's still way too high. What are we at in the state now? Is it like 1 in 8? It's either 1 in 8, 1 in 7. I haven't seen that. I haven't seen those stats in a long time of individuals who are driving who have had some sort of DUI or some sort of sanction because they were over the limit. And have I been flawless every single time of my life? I've not. That doesn't happen anymore. I'm not proud of it when I was younger. Foolish. Completely irresponsible. No defending it. There's just too many other options. And by the way, did we have as many options 20, 30 years ago? No. So what? So we didn't have Ubers or as many cabs or as many buses maybe. That one I'm not sure about. But even then, who cares? Just sober up before you drive. So there's nothing about that to brag about. So for you as someone who's never smoked, you're not going to smoke, you're reasonably libertarian, though. What do you think about this study?
The first question is correlation and causation, right? It's okay, you look at these numbers. Well,
right.
Did the amount of THC in their system cause the accident? I'm sure for some it did.
Yep.
For some, they probably just had bad luck. You know, it was involved in an accident. Mm-hmm. You could make the argument that if you were witnessing it, THC had no impact. But
right.
It's likely with a number that high, plenty did.
Yeah.
And so, sure. Yeah, it absolutely has to raise an eyebrow. You know, whether you believe that maybe this is a, you know, fluke of a stat, that maybe it is higher than what you'd see on a national average. It just happens to be this is the test case we have. Either way, even if it's a little bit higher,
mm-hmm.
It's still a number that is a little bit startling.
Oh, it's notable for sure.
Absolutely.
It absolutely is. Does this change your view in any way about the legalization in this state? Dave, as he often does, makes a great point separating causation and correlation. But to say it's like no factor, well, then that's ridiculous, right? Or are you saying, you know what? We have so many options now where people can be impaired. I'm trusting the individuals. When you're making it legal, you're trusting individuals who are going to be responsible, okay? The individuals who are driving high, getting in accidents, killing other people, harming other people, they're the ones who now are just going to start smoking? I don't buy that at all. For a high, high percentage of people, if today, wherever you're listening to me, if you want to track down pot, if that's something you've enjoyed at some point in your life, you know a guy. You know a gal. What do you want to say? Love all sorts of texts and phone calls, different views on what we've laid out so far. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Man, you crack me up every day. A lot of text here on the marijuana, the driving debate, with this study looking solely at Ohio from Wright State University. Researchers found that nearly 42% tested positive for THC with an average blood level of 30.7. And then you get your professor trying to explain what the 30.7 milliliters, how we as just observers can understand that. An average level generally means those people must have consumed marijuana at some point close to driving. This is not about residual use. It's about recent compensation among the techs. I think it's much harder for me to drive with THC versus a little bit of alcohol in my system. First of all, neither is the way to go, right? You're wrong on both accounts. And it's also harder to try to say this is an apples to apples comparison. I know this, I see way more people angry, upset, curt, out of control on alcohol compared to marijuana, and it's not even close. But trying to quantify if someone has over a couple hours, a couple glasses of wine, and then whatever you might think is comparable with marijuana. The tough thing about marijuana is, okay, what kind of marijuana is it? There's no doubt quite a bit of the marijuana around today has the potential to be much stronger than, let's say, when I was at the Harvard of the West studying day in and day out, ferociously, vigorously. That doesn't mean there still isn't just regular old pot. That's, you know, for me, when I smoke pot, I just like the small little buzz. That's it. I wasn't looking to get so disoriented I didn't have any control. Just a little bit of buzz made me feel good. That was it. By the way, that's also what plenty of your doctors do. Plenty of your lawyers do. Plenty of executives do. So this lazy generalization that anybody who smokes pot is unproductive and a drain on society, try incorrect. Some, yes. What do you think about the trying to compare a small amount to each one? That logic.
I don't think it's possible, really, with any sort of accuracy person to person. I mean, alcohol affects people differently.
Yep.
Marijuana obviously affects people differently. I don't know what, you know, can science draw a correlation to as far as the level of impairment that 0.08 of alcohol, you know, on the average person is equal to what in milliliters on marijuana, THC? Mm-hmm. I have no idea. You know, again, and you know what? 0.08 means different things to different people too. That's just the line we've drawn that said, okay, for everybody, this is your line. Let's not exceed that.
Yeah, because it's a little bit like, you know, what comes up with us a lot on this show is something happens at a school. And in one case, you could hear the story, I could hear the story, and we think, well, we just react to it differently. And that's why schools or all sorts of businesses have a zero tolerance policy, as an example. Not that they don't think there isn't common sense involved and how you just laid it out, how it affects different people in their own unique ways. You can't, an officer shouldn't face that challenge when he pulls someone over and says, you know, you're actually at 0.09, but you're totally fine.
I got to say, I'm impressed by the way you did the old finger to the nose thing.
Yeah, I thought I was with Kerry Strug right here. You know, I mean,
or after the ankle issue.
Exactly. Where's Bella to carry her?
You can do it!
Right now. And then we found out a lot of bad things about Bella.
Yes, we did.
We can't just do that. So you have to have some lines that you stay with. Among the texts, don't you think the Democrats should have figured this out before the rush to legalize it? First of all, there are tens of millions of Republicans who smoke pot, okay? Tens of millions and tens of millions of Republicans who think it should be legal, and they're judging this for proper adult consumption. Because if it's just, what are we going to do if we abuse it, then let's get rid of alcohol too.
We tried that.
How'd that work out?
Not well.
And how has this worked out now with pot? And by the way, I'm not saying this. I've never once said this is the solution to our financial woes. I think that has been overblown, exaggerated.
You haven't heard? We got another $18 billion surplus already. It's
just
amazing.
In 2 weeks just from it. Now, rushed, it was debated in the state forever. The debate in our country has been going on forever. Now, the new leader of the Democrats in the House, the way Zach Stevenson, who is the main supporter of this, put this in a bill late, yeah, it was atypical. And we've only interviewed him once. I'm sure we'll interview him more times. It was when Adam and I were on together. And we both pushed him, and he grew a little testy because we were saying, come on, Zach. We're like, both of us think it should be legal, but this isn't how you had debated marijuana many times before, working its way up the system. You know, so to say the debate hasn't come up before is a bit silly. How it happened in this state, that was a normal procedure. Chat, the pot we tried in college is way different now. For some of it, yes, there's no doubt. And now you can go to places and you can pick out what you want. But to suggest you can't have, whatever age you're at, a couple hits of something, if you know what you're getting and it gives you a small buzz or nothing, that's a lie. It's a little bit like, I would say, somebody makes you a drink at a bar. And a bartender is going to make, I don't know, margarita. Some are going to make that a lot stronger than others.
Sure.
Okay.
Jumbo margarita, Chi-Chi's.
Yeah. No, that's our food guy. That's also my algorithm constantly. Jason at Chi-Chi's. It pops up. I'd rather see George Washington hit that game-winning homer for the Mets. I got to be honest. I'd rather see Jesus walking across water to win the swimming race. Now, the difference is with pot, now you can go to these places and they'll lay out to you, this is stronger than this one.
Mm-hmm.
Does it mainly live up to the expectation? I think so. But do they get it right every time? No, I don't think so. More text here. As a guy that enjoys drinks from time to time, I'm very curious to see if the stats have risen in Minnesota. I refuse to drive when doing it because I don't trust myself and want to see if others are the same. Chad, like you, I occasionally smoked marijuana back in the day. I got to say, just to be honest, I smoke more than occasionally. I did, right? I made a decision when I was in college and in my career to leave That to others made me feel absolutely stupid, perhaps because I didn't think I have a high tolerance for it. Hearing that today's marijuana is 10 times more powerful. It's concerning people are driving around that high. You can have a strong beer and be over the limit, but if you smoke a joint of today's pot, I suspect you are much more impaired. I'm kind of repeating myself. A lot of the pot is much, much stronger than it was back in the day. But to suggest all of it is just not right. And I didn't feel stupider. I didn't want to feel, I don't want to do anything where I felt out of control, couldn't make solid decisions. Have I drank where I drank too much? Yeah, I'm human. Were there times I probably smoked too much? Yes, but that was a small percentage of time. And I'm not talking about the folks. I'm trying to talk about the individuals who will take this serious, try to abide by the law as opposed to the folks now, Dave, who right now today at 1:33 are smoking a lot of pot or they've had too many drinks and they shouldn't be driving.
Mm-hmm.
Those individuals are a menace to what's going on. Let me just a drink person says this. A 5 milligram THC drinker edible, I would say, is equivalent to having a 32-ounce of beer. See, again, that's just how it hits you.
Yeah.
That's just solely how it hits you. For me, like I've tried these sleep edibles recently. And it's about the eighth or ninth time I've tried sleep edibles with very, very limited success. The last couple nights, I've had some sleep. I told you, and I don't want to belabor it on here, but the previous 7 days or so, I've never been tortured, and I'm not suggesting insomnia is torture, but it's about as close. I mean, it's just for me, diagnosed Mayo Clinic as a severe insomniac, I truly worry what that's going to do to me as I get older, right? My memory now is no different than before. I'm for a 60-year-old, I feel like I'm in a good position. But when you just don't sleep for 30, 40 years the way you should, it can have a detrimental effect. It's had an effect. Oh, I just canceled plans the other day. Canceled plans I was greatly looking forward to. It had a detrimental effect on a very important personal relationship to me. So I've tried the edibles for sleep. I've also tried the edibles, you know, for the high and the drinks. And I don't enjoy them because of this. It's nothing, nothing, nothing. And then boom, it's a lot. I want to be in complete control of little bit, okay, wow, where am I going here? And see, I don't want to be that person who smokes pot and like, oh, I was expecting to be at this level, and it's much, much stronger. And that's where people have to be savvy in their decision making. I appreciate the text as always. I appreciate the back and forth. I'll remind you, if you ever want to send me an email, want to have a longer conversation about something, chad.hartman@odyssey.com. Also give us a follow on the Twitter, @Dave_Harrigan, @ChadHartmanShow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's again because for the first time ever, and now I've done it twice. Thank you, Eminem. Twice in 6 days, I did not acknowledge the bumper music theme and the bumper music theme entity, according to Dave, is very upset and is worried about the status of our relationships. We're playing shaky relationship music.
Tears are streaming down bumper theme's cheeks.
I genuinely apologize. I
don't apologize to me. Apologize to bumper.
Okay, well, I hope BMT, I hope you're listening right now. Mr. and Mrs. BMT.
BMT, is that the Subway sandwich?
Yes. I hope you're listening. I apologize. I do not want to lose the bumper music theme. So I saw this story over the weekend, how to spot when you're a hypocrite. And I was hoping there was going to be like a series of questions, you know, to try to lay it out. I think being a hypocrite is more how self-aware are we and how consistent are we about that? Because for the majority of people, it's so much easier to say, fill in the blank who. Your significant other, a friend of yours, somebody in the public eye, as in the politics, and you say, okay, now you're speaking out on this. Where were you before? And that person seems like a hypocrite, right? Now, some would say it's just partisan. Some would say it matches the times right now. And without a doubt, there have been times in my life where people close to me, I'm sure, thought I was being a hypocrite. And I'm sure I've heard it against me. I don't remember an exact time right now, but I'm by no means suggesting I've never heard it. I also think some of this, Dave, is this feeling now. And some of it is a trickle down from politics, and some of it has nothing to do with politics, where if you change your opinion or you adjust your behavior or in some ways you do something different today, October 7th, than what you might have done a year ago, yes, sometimes you're a fraud. Sometimes you're a hypocrite. you're also allowed to say, I was wrong before. Or I have new information now.
Situations change, man.
Or I feel different. And then it's up to us, I guess, to, you know, if we offer any opinion on that. And I guess as a talk show host, we do a little bit of that because giving opinions is part of what we do. But so how do you think of someone in your life where they were a certain way and then they change? Do we default too quickly to you're just, wait a second, you just being a hypocrite now versus, okay, why have you changed? Why is your behavior different, or why are you reacting differently to said circumstance?
You talk about dredging things up from the past. We don't allow each other, especially in politics, to learn. Or in the media, if it's, you know, a celebrity who said something 30 years ago and does the opposite today. We'll dredge that up. We'll pull that up and see what you said. Yeah, I mean, that happens constantly.
Well,
it happened today at the congressional hearings, I'm sure.
Oh my
many
God.
Times.
Well, now Bill Maher had some fun with it, but he had Louis C.K. on, who's now written a novel, and Maher was raving about this fictional account, and where at one point, Maher's talking about Louis C.K. and he's talking about, what research did you do? None. And then apparently one of the characters in the book masturbates. And I think he says, like, well, you said you really didn't have any experience in this. How about this point? Because, again, the big controversy with Louis C.K. was he was masturbating in front of or on the phone with people close to him.
Yeah.
Right? And it'd be one thing if that's kind of your thing and everybody agrees to it. But clearly there were plenty of people who did not agree with it, who felt harassed. And so that was in a joking way, but you're so right. You're so right. And guess what? All of us, to various levels, can be guilty of that, where if someone is back involved in something, in some general area where we remember what they did, we'll bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will. Gotcha. But I mean, on some level, all of us, every single person on the planet is a hypocrite.
Yes.
Every single person. And it would be nice if we could remember that. You know what? We're all guilty of it, some on much more serious issues than others.
That's it.
But we all say things fully meaning what we say, 100% standing by what we say, and then perhaps there's a slightly different situation, perhaps something impacts us a little bit more directly, and we act the other way. It happens. It absolutely happens, and you can be called out for it, especially if it's a very serious matter, if it's politics, if it's whatever, if it's
personal life.
Yes.
Right?
If it's something like you claim to hate the state fair, but when you're out there, you just love it. I can have fun with it.
No idea what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking
no
about.
No idea. As long as it's, you know, five days now. Let's just get her down to 5 days.
No, we're doing Labor Day next year, Brad.
Just
adding one.
Okay. Good
Chad
luck.
Chad has volunteered to join Shaletta on Saturdays as well.
Good luck on that one.
If Shaletta shows up.
Yeah. She'll be posting pictures of herself everywhere right now. Well, I mean, personal life is where it really can be stinging, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's something that for some reason in your dynamic with your partner, with your kids, with a close friend, and the other person views a really abrupt change or a completely different opinion when maybe it involves them or involves somebody else.
Yeah. You get mad at your partner for doing something. You turn around a week later and do it yourself.
Yes. Yes. Every single one of us has been in that position before.
Not me.
Of course not you. You know? And by the way, you certainly know this, as you know me very well. I'm so much better at this, but I used to just belabor stuff too much.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. That'll shock you. And it was such an awful fault of mine. Here more at the station is more fun about it. Like,
for you.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, I'll just say there was somebody in my life who I had this conversation with this summer where we were having a disagreement about something. And the person was wary that this was going to lead to something else and said, well, it always goes this way. And I'm like, we're not doing it this way. And this person, I'm protecting this person. No, it always goes this way. And we didn't go there. And this person is my group of the most important people in my life who I would step in front of a speeding train for. And I was a hypocrite with this person other times, and I would belabor it. I would stay with it too much. And I don't think I should get the Nobel Peace Prize for it, but I felt better about, okay, be different in this circumstance. And that was it was a better way to do it. It's a little spin off on the hypocrisy, but it is a reminder that circumstances can be different. We can be better. And oh, by the way, sometimes we're worse. We're all flawed, except for you. And I get to work with you.
Saving that right now.
Yes.
It's good to know that you're competing with the president now for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes. Yes. I did look that up today. It's in December.
We're handing out the prizes already.
Yeah, we are.
Physics today, right?
Right. I was thinking, well, are we about due for that? I think he wants that Israel-Hamas sign off on it. And then if he gets Israel and Hamas to sign off, and then we can acknowledge that he was really only resolved maybe two conflicts, not the seven or eight. He's still probably going to get it. You want me to talk Stretch Lab right here?
It would be a great idea.
Okay. If you're someone who listens to these spots, and I thank you for listening to the show, and then you think, God, I should stretch more, or I should go to Stretch Lab, or I should get up out of my chair more, or I should get up off the couch, or I should go for a bike ride, or I should play more golf, and I should walk and not ride the cart. I could say in theory you're a hypocrite. I'm just going to say you're coming around hopefully today. Because double-figure locations of Stretch Lab in town, and they will cover everybody listening right now. You could have a 12-year-old kid. You could be with your 85-year-old grandfather. You could be someone who ran in the marathon. You could be someone who absolutely needs to lose weight and get in better shape. Train professionals. Kind, considerate, technology to evaluate you, first conversation, and start with that 50-minute session. You'll be better, I guarantee you, and hopefully sign up for more sessions. StretchLab.com. All right, let's do this real quick. If you could listen to only one song for the rest of your life, what do you got? Because this might be in my top 20. This is in my top 20. I love Bill Withers. Use Me is a phenomenal song. I just sprung this upon you. We're going to come back after traffic, weather, CBS, Susie. Susie maybe went out and picked up a sweater from Target.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We'll find out. You can listen to only one song the rest of your life. Do you have that song, Dave Harrigan?
I do.
Okay.
Proud to be an American.
Lee Greenwood, Proud to be American. It's available right now.
It's available. That's right.
Okay.
No. Say It Ain't So from Weezer.
Say It Ain't So. Susie, you can only listen to and you have 10 seconds. One song for the rest of your life. I just heard Use Me from Bill Withers. It's a consideration for me. You have 5 seconds. What's your song? One song the rest of your life. What is it?
Bill Withers' Lovely Day.
There we go. Bill Withers winning the contest. What do you got?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on What You Need to Know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.